Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamille Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., Samity Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. We'll be reading today from the 365-day devotional, Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young, just a portion of it. You can achieve the victorious life through living in deep dependence on me. People usually associate victory with success, not falling or stumbling, not making mistakes. But those who are successful in their own strength tend to go their own way, forgetting about me. It is through problems and failure, weaknesses, and neediness that you learn to rely on me. Psalms 34, verse 17 through 18 says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Again, that was Psalms 34, verse 17 through 18. Welcome you all to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. We are in a new year. Happy New Year to everyone that's out there. This year, 2022, will be our very best year. I am putting that in my spirit now on this day, on this fifth day of January 2022. Today is a special episode because we're really going to try to get this new year started off right. I have three things to help you to accomplish your goals. So don't procrastinate, okay? It's January 5th. Start planning now. As we all know, tomorrow is not promised to any of us. So we have to make sure that we're staying productive and, you know, growing and going towards our goals each and every day. So start planning now. So the very first thing I want to talk about is have a plan. Start planning now. Make sure you're thinking about your short-term goals or long-term goals, or you know what? Start planning week by week if that's best for you. Truly think about you as an individual. What really helps you to plan? What goals are attainable? You know, if you need to make short-term goals, start there. If you know that you can attain them within a short-term goal, scheduling them weekly, monthly, start doing that now. Try not to overwhelm yourself, because I know it can be overwhelming if you are trying to accomplish so much within a year. Try to go month by month thinking that way before you're looking at a whole entire year. I know for me, I pretty much do a big monthly goal for myself, but I also make weekly goals on how to attain that monthly goal. That's what I do for myself personally. But within that plan, I want you to think about your personal goals, your financial goals, your spiritual goals. What is going to make you better? What is going to make you stronger? Those are the key points that you want to think about when you are planning. Where do you see your life in a couple months or a year? Where do you want to be from a year from now? So plan backwards if that helps you. You want to attain this huge goal? How can you backtrack through months, through weeks to attain that goal? That should be your goal. Your very first goal is planning. Your second goal is to assess your plan, because sometimes we make these large and attainable goals and they might change. And it's okay because we know from day to day our life changes and we have to assess and really think about how can we move forward from what is happening within our life at that moment. So assessing your plan, making changes and adjustments to it is okay. I don't want you to feel like, oh, I'm discouraged that my plan had to change a little bit. Don't be discouraged. Know that you are taking accountability on this is what's happening in my life and I need to do some adjustments to still make my goal happen. So think of it that way. Be serious about assessing, you know, be in reality of, okay, this is where I am now. I have to make these changes to make this happen. Once again, it is okay to make changes to your plan to be successful. And most people do. So keep that in mind. So we're going to take a short break for our sponsors and we're going to return. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. And our topic again for today is three key helpful tips to accomplishing your goals for 2022. The first two things we talked about, number one, have a plan. Start now. Remember, you're thinking about, I want to become stronger. I want to become better as an individual. What can I do? Here is my plan. Number two, assess your plan so you stay on track. That means if you have a set plan and, you know, something happens unexpectedly, how can you keep on track and stay on track? And adjustments to that plan is okay. Okay, so the very last thing is to award yourself on your accomplishments. I think we forget about doing that. I know me personally, I do. I accomplish my goal and I'm on to the next thing. It's very important to pat yourself on the back, do something that you enjoy, reward yourself. I'm not saying, you know, go into debt trying to reward yourself. You want to make sure that when you are rewarding yourself, it's something special. It's something meaningful to you. It doesn't have to be something big. It could be something really small, but it's a treat to yourself, something that you can enjoy, something that is affordable and in your budget. So think about that. You know, it's very important to cheer yourself on. Be your own cheerleader. And sometimes you have to know that you are all you have. You know, we kind of rely on others to bring us that joy or that encouragement towards what we want to accomplish. But at the end of the day, it's on us. And you have to be able to sit with yourself and know that, you know what? I did this for myself. I made this happen. I pushed through some obstacles to get it done. So you need to take that benefit of accomplishing that goal to saying to yourself, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. I deserve this. And once again, I'm saying, do not get in debt over trying to reward yourself. You don't want to feel guilty for doing it, but you want to make sure that it's something that is affordable, something that you will enjoy, something that's meaningful. So once again today, this is a very, very new year. Start it off right. You're 5 days in. What have you started planning? Okay. Once again, the three key elements to really truly think about accomplishing your goal for this year. One, set a plan right now. Two, assess that plan as many times as you need to. If you need to memorize what your plans are to get that in your mind, to know that that is what you want to accomplish, do that. The very last one is to reward yourself for your accomplishments along the way. along the way. Don't forget about yourself. Don't forget about all the hard work that you're putting in. Reward yourself. Thank you so much for joining us on today and listening to this podcast. We adore you for lifting us up each and every time that you listen to our podcast. We're just so grateful and humble that we are able to bring you great topics that will encourage your heart. And that's what we're here for, to encourage you, to inspire you to be a better you. And we enjoy and love what we are doing each and every week. Again, we want to thank our sponsors, Samadhi Divine Medicine, Anchor, Gymnasts United Inc., and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. Thank you for all your support. Also, if you would like some unique gymnastics accessories, you can go to www.gymnastunitedstore.org to find cool and awesome things to support a nonprofit gymnastics organization. So once again, thank you so much for listening to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. Have a blessed, blessed week, but we want you to have a blessed year. So start planning this new year of 2020. And once again, Happy New Year to all of you out there. Thank you for listening to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. We'll be right back.